Blog Talk Radio.
Come take a magical journey to the dawn of a new era. Unveil the mysteries behind the curtain with empathic healer Dawn Thompson.
Good afternoon. Hey, everybody. It is September. It is noon. It is time for the Gypsy Wagon Hour with Dawn and Iggy, and we are so excited to be here. We got a lot going on. It's an excitable time. At least I'm excited.
I'm excited.
Well, I hope everybody came here ready to laugh, ready to party, ready to get their messages and a reading and what else? You know, just catching up and around, you know, halfway through the show, we are going to have an extra special guest today, Carrie Griffith, of the founder of the Sacred Geo Experience. So that'll be my next, opportunity to do sacred dance and ceremony with everyone here in Ohio. So it's a very affordable, I know, like, there's all these retreats that I want to go on, you know, all the time. I'm like, oh, my God, look at that yoga retreat in Costa Rica, or look at this, look at that. And then, you know, I'm a single mom. It's just not going to – I can't get to all of them. But this is a really cool opportunity to get to have that festival feeling before summer totally goes away. And I'm excited. I didn't go the last couple of years, but my friends did, and they said it was a blast. And I'm going to do some – a dance party there. I mean, come on. Dance party, you guys got to come. all right, looks like the siren has calmed down. So I love to meditate with you guys. I haven't meditated in a couple days. You know, when I start, before we do the show, I start to tap in, get the messages, and I kept hearing over and over and over my guides said the most important thing to do, and I don't even really have to talk about it very much, it's just to mention that our nervous systems are activated. So, you know, a lot of people are having heart problems, palpitations, some people are dealing with panic attacks, depression. There is a wave that was released during the eclipse series that caused body issues, emotional issues, and the interesting thing is my guides, or the guides coming through, were saying, you know, to tell the listeners about returning back your anatomic, or whatever that terminology is. I'm not a scientist, but there is a state of fight or flight that your nervous system gets in. And in this state, it can't digest food properly. You can't, even if you fall asleep in that state, you're not getting good rest. So whatever you need to do to get your nervous system settled, I like meditation. I like earthing. I like going to the apothecary or food store and getting different plants and tinctures to help me. So let's do that now. Let's get our nervous system. We'll start the show really calm and, settling each nervous system goes throughout the whole body. So we really want to, it's in contact with really important organs. So let's take a moment to settle in. And start to notice our breath. It feels really pure, really good. Does the air feel really crisp and clean? Notice how the air, sensation-wise, is showing up, going into your nostrils, into your lungs. Begin to notice how that air distributes naturally, beautifully, without any effort from you throughout your entire body. Each cell is getting fed with brand new bursts of oxygen. Become conscious of this. Nice. And so in order for your nerves to settle, we want to kind of take your muscles and relax them. So wherever you're at, take a moment to put your focus towards your feet. Your feet, your toes, your ankles. With a nice, sweet breath, as you exhale, allow all the muscles to just melt like butter around the nerves, the bones, the ligaments. Let them all release. And then we'll go to the legs. Maybe flex your feet a little bit, get a sense of the calves. Notice the kneecap, any tightness right underneath it. You need to take your hand and kind of rub down or tap your thigh. And then release through a nice, sweet inhale, all the muscles in the legs, front, back, knee. Allow them to just sink into wherever you are now. And so we'll do the same. Bring your awareness to your buttocks, to your belly, all those lower chakras. Get a sense of if you're holding, even holding in your belly, holding in your power all day. And with that next sweet exhale, let that go. Let that out. If you've been clenching your little butt all day from stress, just let it go. Let those cheeks slide, relax. And we'll go up to the chest and shoulders. This is where a lot of us hold a lot of our tension, especially if we're in fight or flight. We squeeze our shoulders forward to protect our hearts. So be ever so gently with your breath. Lift your shoulders towards your ears and roll them back, allowing your shoulder blades to slide towards the earth, returning to its natural state. There's nothing to run from. There's nothing to fight in this moment, or you wouldn't be listening in. There's really nothing to do right now but be. To where your arms are, see if you can get them to be inactive and just rest upon your thighs or someplace to your side. Really sending with this sweet breath, a breath of gratitude for all the arms do, for they're constantly, you know, working. They're constantly working, cooking, cleaning, on your phone, on the computer, taking care of others, taking care of yourself, taking care of the earth. Thank you, arms and hands. You can relax in this moment. We'll go up to our throat, that place that where we speak our truth, that place, that bridge between where we inhale our life force breath, and as it journeys into the body, there's this space, your neck and your throat. Notice any tension from words unsaid, any regret, shame, or guilt around words that you've said, you know, why the energies have been really intense that maybe you didn't mean. And with the sweet breath of relaxation, send oh so much compassion to your human self, a human self that will never be perfect because you live in a world of polarity, and that's all right. It can still relax. For while you're listening, there's nothing to say. Then we'll end this journey through relaxation in our body with our head. Maybe get a sensation of your scalp, the skin on your face. Notice if you have that little brow furrowed a little bit and lift it up and let it slide down and relax with gravity. Unstick the tip of your tongue from the roof of your mouth and just let it ever so gently relax in your mouth. Go to the backs of your eyes and allow any of those muscles that have been working so hard to see, to figure out, to do, to be on the computer, to scan through social media, to witness the beauty and the pain of life. Let them be, let them reset and go back. And we seal this meditation practice in by sending the deepest but most gentle, sweetest breath throughout our whole body, envisioning our nervous system resetting, going back to calm, going back to the sleep-eat state, the lunchtime siesta state, the time it is now. It's a time to relax. And you have to let your body relax at times. You have to let go of dis-ease or else it will develop into disease. So really take a moment to nourish that nervous system. Maybe you want to finish this meditation by envisioning a beautiful light around it feeding. Maybe you want to do a couple more really life force-giving breaths to your nervous system. What a great job. And as you slowly open your eyes, give so much thanks to yourself for doing this meditation. When you take time for you, you'll be able to give to the entire world, to your family, to your friends, to work, oh, so much better when you put on your oxygen mask first. So I know I feel really good and really connected to you guys now. And I'd love to give you a brief update on, what August brought and how that could be kind of settling into this month. What we're bringing in. I think I'll go right into the read of the month, actually, because that feels good. And then that might then channel into some updates, because I know I wanted to kind of update you on some stuff too. So I pulled a feeling card, an MVC, nonviolent communication, and a needs card. And I busted this deck back out lately to do readings. I know in the past, and if you're new to the Gypsy Wagon Hour or the Dawn of the New Era teachings, I really believe strongly in people developing emotional intelligence and communication abilities. I think that the majority of the world's problems, traumas, wars, a majority of it stem from an inability to communicate needs that are happening. I mean, even if it's the need for power and control, that can get met in a more healthy way if people understand what's happening. I had a really silly little, example of it happen yesterday, and I really got sucked into social media through, just this huge miscommunication, which we've all been there. You know, I posted a post about a ghost that has been in my house that followed me back from one of my ceremonial events, And right after I posted it, I got a post from a woman across the country who's a medium and an author, and she really went to, I deleted some of the posts, but I left a couple up. She really went to town, just attacking what I had said, how I had presented it, lots and lots of judgment. I actually spent off and on in between tasks the entire day checking in and practicing nonviolent communication, which is where the process of that is first having compassion for yourself. And I bring this little example up because the nonviolent card for September is stressed. So when we're under stress, we start to take things out on each other. Like me and my partner, we've already, it's just the beginning of September, blah, 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 blah. Oh, you're blah, blah, blah. It's your fault. And so that gives me an inkling that, we really want to have a lot of self-compassion. And I believe as well, I have an inkling that that is one of the answers to world peace. Not trying to have compassion for others, because guess what? You're going to have it for your neighbor if you have it for yourself. You're just going to. But when you force it, when I force stepping my identity into the neighbors, what would it be like for them? But no one's doing it for me. I get resentful. So that's kind of the backward, at least my viewpoint that I'm really curious about and curious what other people think about how we're kind of culturally taught to give away our oxygen mask and then, make a fighting plea with no oxygen to make it through our day. But yeah, so just to wrap that one up, the Facebook post, I really was excited about it towards the end because I could have just blocked. We've all been in a fight with someone. I could have just blocked this lady. I didn't know her from Adam, Eve, anybody. But I started to hear something in her message. I started to hear when she said, when I said, I have a ghost. Can anyone, you know, has anyone know anything about this deceased person? And she said, how dare you represent being a medium, and how dare you, you know, attack the dead. And what I was able to do was transmute it and hear after I gave myself compassion, because don't get me wrong, the first thing I wanted to do was block, delete, and pop this lady one. But once I had self-compassion, like, wow, you're being triggered about all the women who have attacked you in the past, all these women who you thought, you know, had your back, and then you felt attacked by them. So when I looked at this situation, I saw that she had been hurt really badly and felt more connected to the deceased. And it made sense to me. So anyways, we in the end worked that out, and through personal message and all of that. And I also saw how many people have my back, which really felt good. But yeah, I want to bring that up because I think that September as a theme for the United States, you know, we're having tsunamis, floods, fires, earthquakes will be coming, I intuitively predict. This is not a time to blame, shame, point, finger point, or play the victim, because there will be true victims. This is a time to speak your freaking truth, have direct communication. This is the time to take a mini course or just do your research on emotional intelligence, to do your part in saving the world. I almost made a meme today. If you have a problem with something, look at yourself. Look at yourself, because that's the only person that you can change. I mean, we don't need any more logic in the world. We don't need any more people pointing the finger saying this is right or wrong. We need people looking at their shit. Oh, I'm angry because I'm martyring to take care of my family, and I'm not doing an artistic pursuit that I desire. An example. So the card reading says for September that fun and play, one of the answers for this month. What do kids do when they're stressed out? They make a joke, they crack a joke, they call a friend, you know. And I believe my good friend Iggy here once told me when I was going through a depression, when did you stop dancing? When did you stop singing? And I thought, oh yeah. So, you know, fake it till you make it, guys. If you're feeling stressed out and you're not feeling like playing, schedule it anyway. It'll really benefit you.
Shake your butt.
Twerk it out. Shake your butt. Do whatever you have to do to let go of that stress. It's a thing, you know? Oh, man, you're going to crack me up. I already know this. You're going to crack us up.
Little kids, they go to make-believe land.
Mm-hmm.
They create their little worlds. Adults do it, too.
We do. I didn't think of it that way, only we're being projected. They're watching Care Bears and happy things making a world, and we're watching the news and we're creating our reality around something that is like, it's not all or nothing. Like, I feel like, of course, the news and politics, like it is all valid and it is all legit. But at some point, if you're becoming ill, if you're not taking care of what needs to be done right in front of you, then that it's really it feels really imbalanced. Like, I don't know. I think there's a lot of people still feeling powerless and frozen.
Yeah, I agree. I post a lot of things today.
Share them. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, like today I post, I think it's time to stop believing in the fairy tales that have been sold to us long ago. Time to write new ones.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we just buy into a lot of stuff, you know, and we assume that that's the way it has to be always, and it's not always that way.
I mean, I know when I was in my early 20s, and got out of treatment, because I was in treatment for almost a year. I had, you know, I was not a well woman. But then I got well, for the grace of the goddess. I got well, and I went to Columbus State. I went to college for a couple years. And I remember the first days walking around campus going, for my first time really being around quote unquote normal, healthy people. And I'm like, oh my God, wait a second. Look at these sheeple. They've all been sold this lie. They are all believe that every single person will achieve happiness by graduating college, getting a job, getting married, and having 2.5 kids and a white picket fence. Like, it is a real epidemic. And I knew that then. I started to explore, you know, what is it when people copy other people? There's the term for it where you're just, you know, I saw that on the news. I mean, I've caught myself during, you know, halftime seeing all these car commercials like, man, it'd be great to have a car. And then I'm like, that's ridiculous to go into debt for a car. That is a lie, fairy tale sold wrong, not buying it.
Yeah. We got 5,000 cars in our lot right here.
You know, one of the lies that's personally affected me that I still struggle with is that there, and a lot of this is subconscious. So, like, I think we all know intellectually that, for example, for me per se, that I still have worth even at 38, and that I will have worth at 78, you know, 68, 78, 99. And I've also been fed this cultural lie that as my beauty diminishes, if I gain some pounds, that my worth diminishes. And that is a lie. That is a battle. That is upsetting, because I mean, it just, it isn't true. I remember being in my early 20s and drop dead gorgeous, and it didn't get me anything, but yet it's so ingrained. Like, I start to see little wrinkles or a couple silver hairs, and I'm like, what's going to happen now? Society said I have to get Botox or else what happens? I don't know. I'm scared to find out.
Just keep shaking your butt.
Okay, we have to tell them why we're saying shake the butt. So I personally love twerking, shaking, dancing, a static dance. I've always loved to dance, and I have a once-a-month dance party that Brothers Jake Drake is so kind to let me throw called Shakti Shakedown. And is some spiritual, you know, electronic music. And then right in the middle, I get that twerk, twerk, bass, bass music going. And I really encourage men and women alike to shake their ass. So I sent Iggy this morning, actually Amber sent it to me and I sent it to Iggy, a hilarious video from this lady on VH1 who it like has twerkalitis. Like she has an intervention because she can't stop twerking. It's really funny. It's really funny.
But you know, Don, something really that caught my eye on that video at the end, if you noticed that, what they said at the very end.
Yes.
And I thought that was a powerful statement.
Yes, I agree. At the very end of this video, which I'll go ahead and post on my Facebook, maybe Iggy did too, so you guys can see it. It's, you know, it's all fun and games. Hilarious. There's absolutely nothing wrong with shaking that ass. And then at the, you know, but her parents are so like, oh my gosh, she's dancing and shaking her butt anytime she can. And she's listening to music and taking dance classes. So they have this intervention. And then at the end, it says, well, they sent her to treatment. She stopped dancing, but now she's addicted to heroin and something else. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. But I mean, that was really powerful. Now that you say that, I think about it. You know, again, like there's so much depression and addiction with lack of expression and movement. Like, it is not condoned to just start dancing and singing anywhere you want. Trust me, I get looks all the time.
Yep. So thank you for sharing that.
For sure. Shake that ass. Shake that butt. And yes, I believe 100%, and I will fight it. I will nonviolent communication with you about that is a spiritual thing to do. I think people have been doing it throughout the centuries, shaking that, shaking their body. I mean, it's like ingrained in our subconscious through, you hear Taylor Swift, she's like, shake it off. You listen to Florence and the Machine, shake it out. Like, it's literally a thing. I can't believe there's not, I'm sure there is a science behind it. You know, shake your body, you move energy. I was furious still this morning about, you know, there was a part of me that felt so judged and hurt, and I had to move that through. I had to move that through that if I'm going to, if I want to step into the public eye, if I want to do more events, and if I want to teach more classes, if I'm going to shine my light, and this goes for everyone, if you're going to shine your light, it's going to shine on someone else's wound, someone else's trigger. And it takes, going to be a practice to not let that, my ego, take that on. Because here's the thing, we need to be accepted in order to survive. So that's one of the things that that touches on. It's like, there's a reason why all of us have followed these traditional, you know, roles when it might not have fit us, or we're afraid to change because what will people think? Because literally we have to have people in order to live. We have to have people help make our food, help with our children. Like, we're not doing it all. And so when I, you know, when I put myself out there, and someone says, you know, you're dirty, you're wrong, you're doing it wrong, who are you to be, you know, the lady yesterday, who are you to be a high priestess? You're not a high priestess. That, which I cancel clear delete her words. But
I'm a low priestess. What are you talking about?
I'm a low, 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 low.
Got a low
I get
voice.
Low when the whistle blows.
Well, I know what you mean, though. I hear you, and I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm sure you've triggered a couple people in your day.
Oh, I'm sure I do a pretty good job at that.
I don't think I've ever heard that voice from you.
Well, it's true, though. You said that, you know. Your point is correct. I mean, when you're doing something that's different and out of the norm, and something someone's not used to doing, you're going to trigger people.
Oh, yeah.
You know? When you step out of the comfort of the, you know, of what people are used to, you know, they notice. You're noticed. You can't ignore it.
I know. And I get why people don't do it. Like, I get why some people are like, I'd rather stay behind the scenes and check out, you know, and stay on Netflix and stay in my house. And, you know, not that that's wrong, but I get why people might not want to take risks. You know, it takes bravery. For me, I have nothing to lose. If you don't like me, oh, well, like, I actually, at this point, I like myself. I understand myself.
Right.
I know who I am, where I came from, where I'm possibly going to go, where I'd like to go. So I don't need anyone else's permission. And that is a freedom and a happiness. I still need people to survive, though. I'm human. Like, let's get it straight. If the people at the grocery store close their doors, I'd be screwed. Like, I need people. But I don't need people's emotional acceptance. Like, I understand Don Miguel Ríos, that is their shit. Like, and it still hurts, and it's their shit. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it. That's all I got on that one.
Keep shaking.
Just keep shaking. So Carrie's coming up. I think we're gonna have a commercial break soon, and Carrie's gonna be with us. Before that, just for 1 minute, I'm gonna go ahead and finish up this the four cards from the Ascended Masters that I pulled that go along with you're gonna be possibly stressed out this month. So shake that ass, have some fun, play around. Don't take yourself so seriously. If you notice you're triggered by someone else, take that little pointy finger that you're pointing at them and turn it right back to you, and not in a shame and guilt way, not bad me, oh, look what I'm doing, I'm judging so-and-so, just like, oh, okay, look at me, I'm judging that person, something in me's hurting, I'm feeling a lack somewhere, I'm feeling inadequate, I love you, why are you feeling that way, okay, that's just my method, seems to work. And then, this is kind of funny, drink more water. Y'all is dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I haven't been able to get enough, but yeah, there's definitely You're not going to be able to clear your energy field, which is the other thing that you guys, that's coming up, is to clear your energy field and shield it. So whether that means a good, like I did a good sage in, a good, Iggy taught me how to do an egg cleanse for the house. I got a good cleaning in my house, a good internal cleaning. And what this is going to do is you're clearing out the space so that you can be fertile. So you can have a pretend it's your cosmic womb space for an amazing download. A spiritual download is coming to you. So you have to be hydrated, which is also going to help your nervous system clear. The shield is all about shielding yourself from negativity. So not accepting that. Whether that you visualize one, whether you do your shields through verbal boundaries. I hear what you're saying. It's not resonating with me. I'm not accepting that. There's many ways to do that. You can contact me for more. And then the ultimate goal by the end of the month is compassion. Again, that's the word coming up. And Lakshmi is coming in with a flow of prosperity. So you guys are out there about to have a breakthrough. You're about to have a breakthrough. You're preparing your space for that, your cosmic womb. I've never heard that term. That's my guide saying that. And then that is for a flow of abundance and prosperity to come in, which, let's face it, who doesn't want that? If you have enough money, you want more love. If you have love, you want money. Like, whatever it is. Let's get it. Let's receive it. Let's prepare our altar for it. Woo! Go September.
Absolutely. All right, let's take a break and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Gypsy Wagon with your host, Don Thompson.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
Welcome back to the Gypsy Wagon with Don Thompson, who is your host. I'm Iggy Garcia. We hope you're enjoying the show, and now back to the show.
Back to shaking that butt.
Shake it.
Spent the whole break dancing. Come on, y'all. Party, party, party. So, heck yeah, speaking of dancing and shaking your booty in the most spiritual, sacred way, we should have Carrie Griffith, the founder of the Sacred Geo Experience, the sweet festival going on here in Ohio in a couple weeks. She's going to give us the dates and the prices and what the events and the people that are going to be there. So if you're just joining us, you're going to get a treat here.
Hello. Hello.
Are you there?
Can you hear
Hi.
Me?
Yes.
Hi, girl. Hi, Iggy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
We're shaking
oh
it.
Oh, my gosh, Dawn. I think one of my highlights of summer 2017 was shaking my booty with you, girl.
That's right. We got to shake our booty together at the Wild Women Fest. That was so fun.
As soon as I heard Florence and the Machines kicking off, I knew I had to go find my sister in the tent because we were going to dance. Oh, yes.
You did.
So
it
thank
over.
You so much for letting me shake it on the show.
Yes. Yeah, we're excited. Tell us all about the Sacred Geo Experience coming up.
Well, we are thrilled that the Gypsy Wagon is going to be pulling in. I'll tell you that right now. The Sacred Geo experience, that was a gift from my guides to me about 3 years ago. And I said, what am I supposed to do? And I listened and I thought, okay, who am I to throw this event? But I'm going to do it. And we're going to talk about mindfulness. And we're going to do some meditating, and we're going to do some body movement and yoga, and we are going to express ourselves in creative art. And so with those three principles, we've done 3 years in September. So this will be my third, I'm sorry, this will be the third year. Again date, and I'll repeat it again, but excuse me, it's September 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And all that you have said so far about September, Dawn, makes complete sense. It's time for us to maybe embrace a little bit of the playful spirit or divine shaking and just really have a little fun. I agree, the breakthroughs are coming, and so this is a great chance as a community together to celebrate a little bit, let go a lot, and do some inner work. Get some work done. Have
yes.
fun while we're doing it. So the event kicks off Friday night, and it is Friday. We're gonna have a new moon, which I could go into details about later on the Wild Woman Project. Of course, we'll be celebrating and kicking off a new theme for the year, and I'll be able to discuss that more later. But we have a new moon energy that's going to take us to Friday, September 22nd, which will be our autumn equinox, and this is a beautiful time to do some transition. So we are going to kick off that evening with 108 sun salutations, and that is the goddess trio of Annie Harding, Melissa Herzog, and Addie Grace Mailing will be leading that session. And talk about music, they're going to bring it. They're going to have some amazing music to stir the soul. You don't have to commit to 108 salutations if that doesn't sound enjoyable to your body. You listen. You can always shake it on your mat in between. And there will be a mala bead making session that will be combined with this yoga session. So that you will have an inner circle of yogi. We'll have mala bead making circles to surround and support the energy of each other. And all of that will happen kicking off around 7 o'clock that night. It will be about a two-hour event, and we'll celebrate that around the bonfire. And more booty shaking. More booty shaking that night. So bring your drum. Iggy, I need you there to drum for us, buddy. We need to talk about that.
All right.
So
sounds like a plan.
Yeah. Yeah, the cost for Friday night alone, if that's all you can commit to for the weekend, is $44, and that also includes your meal. We're going to have a beautiful vegetarian harvest meal that can be consumed at any point throughout the evening. You're welcome to bring your own tent and sleep out under the stars. We've got plenty of property space, and it's going to be a beautiful night. So that's Sacred Geo Friday night. And should I keep going on Saturday? Anything you
yes,
want to
please.
Add or ask? Okay. Saturday, if you want just the day pass for Saturday, the cost will be $144, and that would include your snacks and beverages throughout the day, as well as a lunch and a dinner. And again, this is going to be catered vegetarian with some vegan options. The lineup basically consists of having 4 different yoga sessions, 3 different creative art classes, and some spiritual personal development workshops along the way. So you get to choose what it is that you want to do and when. So you're kind of in control of your own destiny here. We provide all of the food and magic and programming, and you get to pick and choose. So the full schedule will be posted by the end of this week on our Facebook page, The Sacred Geo Experience. Also on Saturday, we will have vendors that will be providing mini services of body work and massage, ghee, reflexology, intuitive readings, henna art, body work, or body art too, acupuncture and aromatherapy. So we've got a lot of different, it's almost like a boutique festival. So while you're not in a workshop class, you can treat yourself to a service of your choice. And those costs will be separate than your weekend rate. And you'll settle up with the actual, actually you can buy your sessions in advance through Eventbrite, or you can pay directly to the vendor. So that's perfect. Saturday. We will have a beautiful opening ceremony. And I know this because Dawn of the New Era will be helping coordinate and contributing to this kickoff ceremony. And that will start at 9 a.m. on Saturday. And then we will kind of then flow into our workshops and classes. So that will take us up to dinner. And we'll have another beautiful kind of wrap up, not a closing ceremony, but some sort of, Don, we need to figure out what we're going to call it, honey, because I don't know how we're gonna, what we're going to refer to.
On Saturday night?
Yeah, something to just tie it in. We're going to have like a little, you know, tying in ceremony, and then we'll go into our fun evening dance party.
Got it.
So we'll to be continued on that. But yeah, Saturday is going to be a beautiful day. You're welcome to come for just Saturday. If you can arrive by 9, plan to stay until, you know, the dance party's over, which could be, you know, 9:30, 10, 11. It could be, you know, it could be late, but you're welcome to stay. And that, again, the cost for Saturday is $144 for the day. And that includes your meals and your programming. And then if you want to just come and camp out and just really commit to being present, fully there with the community the whole weekend. There'll be a little bit more workshops on Sunday morning for those who are interested in doing some more yoga and mindfulness day Sunday. And that will, the total cost then includes your breakfast and camping, and that's $188. So $44 for Friday night, $144 for Saturday, and $188 for the whole weekend. And again, all your food and drinks and snacks, camping, everything's accommodated for and programming for those costs. So come up. It's Centerburg, Ohio, which is about 30 minutes from the north side of Columbus. So if you live anywhere within Westerville, you know the northern outer belt, you're looking at about 30-minute drive up. If you are east, west, or south, give yourself about 45 minutes. From Columbus. It's a beautiful drive. The air feels so great up here right now. we would love to have everybody. So let's see, what else can I tell you, or what other questions do you have, Don? I'm drinking my water. I need to hydrate.
Yes, yes. Drink more water, prepare. So let's see. I was curious. I know we originally talked about, will there be any bands, or are we doing mostly playlists for music-wise?
Well, I thought about. I definitely think we're going to have some live drumming throughout, and that's to be finalized this week, as well as perhaps a live performance. I have a couple people that I'm waiting to hear back from, and that would be the, you know, at post dinner or around dinner. And then as far as our dancing, I think you said you've got a mad beat, or you got a pretty good set list that we can.
Oh, it's fantastic. I've been working on it. And even though I know that men and women, you know, it's all genders, it's called Wild Women Unite. That's what the playlist is called.
Okay.
Everyone's allowed to dance, but it's definitely about like getting that freedom, the freedom energy back, that place where we leave our mind, we leave our logic, and get into our bodies. Woo, it's going to be exciting.
It's so true. And, you know, Dawn, I have a little, and she and I, like, one of our favorite rituals is doing a dance party in the end of the day and dancing around our kitchen. And that's it's such a inherent gift that we are all given. She has this ability to move her body and dance and play. And I didn't teach her, you know, this is something that we all have. And so what we have to do is tap back in and remember how to move, because we all have it within us. So for those who are out there listening saying, oh, I don't like to dance, it's just a matter of
remembering how you used to and allowing it. So.
Yes, 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 yes. And the and having someone hold the space too, like you said, we'll do some, you know, some sacred practices beforehand to prepare our body, minds, and spirits. And then what I do is I open up a frequency, a dimensional energetic field that will help support that, that will help you get out of your mind and into your body. So, boy, this sounds like such a great deal, such a good time. And I like that it's about, you know, it's not one or the other. Like a lot of things are either, and I, this is me being judgmental, but spiritual snobbery where it's like, you know, oh, there's no, you know, dancing isn't spiritual, or like, you know, we just do this mini chants in yoga, or it's all about the party and, you know, there's no spirit in it. And what I love is that you've taken like, you know, that you've taken the yin with the yang, the polarity, and you're like, no, like all of this is sacred. No. And
yes,
and that's what's unique about this opportunity. And I know the, you know, I don't know everyone coming, but I know the women doing the yoga Friday, and these are straight up goddesses. Like you guys have to treat yourself. I know that a lot of people are like, well, you know, I have this, this, or this. It's like we do so much for other people. And you and I, Carrie, know, like when you treat yourself to something, like when we went to the Wild Women Project Festival, like it feeds you the entire year. Like it will, it shifts you. And doing something, you know, everyone can travel across the country. This is an opportunity for all our locals here to treat themselves and be fulfilled for a long time.
Thank you, Dawn. Thank you for saying that. It really is a good encourager for others. And I know, you know, when you're running a household and, you know, and all sorts of factors in your life, or whether you have kids or not, there's still so many moving parts and there's so many mm-hmm. things to do. So it is a matter of really just making the commitment and saying, no, I am going to be here. And if you need me, here is where I am, you know,
mm-hmm.
and
giving yourself permission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Giving yourself the permission to go and be there and grab your, there's, you know, as far as quantity, it is a larger group. So we max out at 100 people total. That is the max. And if that number seems uncomfortable to you, grab a couple friends and then you guys can kind of have, you know, you have your own space too. So it really is a very interesting vibe because you can kind of come with one person and just have your time with them. You could also come solo and just dive right into the group of friends and people that are all there together. So it is very welcoming of both, you know, the extroverts, omniverts, and the introverts are all welcome to this event and this experience. So
awesome.
Yeah.
I think my last question would be, I know a couple of people had asked me, like, what is the, you know, the age range? Like, should we leave 12 and under at home?
You know, unfortunately, I think the programming and, well, here's the answer to that. There are so many people in my life who I know look forward to this event every year so that they have a break as either, you know, mom, dad, or grandparent, right? And so I will, and I am, and my kids are like, please, can we have a sacred geo, you know? So there is going to be a family event in the future. And as of now, I think 18 and older is probably best to keep our littles, you know, and let them have a break from you too, you know.
Yes.
I always think my kids have a break from me. But, you know, let them have a chance to be at grandma, grandpa's or cousin's house or, you know, whatever it takes to get you there to just have your time and focus on you. Because if your kids are there, you're focusing on them. We know that, right?
Yes. And it's hard to get mm-hmm. sometimes. I know for me, like my release and my shed, you know, especially during different ceremonies and different mindfulness practices, there's a zone that you get in around children of protection and care that doesn't allow that same vulnerability to come through when
sure.
I need to purge, you know? So that makes perfect sense. So, and I look forward to the Sacred Geo Kids version in the future.
Yeah, we'll do something for the families because I think there is definitely a lot of programming that the kiddos are wanting and needing too. So I'm not turning my back to that, but we will see how that unfolds and,
And more to come on that, right?
Good deal. Very good stuff. I'm super excited.
Well, the website has a few more details as far as the location. You can check out the map and Google it and see where it is if you would like. And that website is www.sacredgeoexperience.com. And we also can be found, of course, on Facebook. There is a Facebook event specifically for 2017. You can see some of our synergists and lineup of programming. And like I said, if you jump on by the end of the week, we'll have our schedule polished up and ready to go, so you know exactly what yoga classes and sessions and workshops and art classes are available. So.
Perfect. Do you commit, or can you commit, Iggy, to bringing a crew?
Come on, Iggy.
I can see what I can. I can see what I can do because I know I'm supposed to be out of town that week. Great Council Week in Missouri.
Oh, is it that weekend or during the week?
No, that weekend.
Well,
we'll see what happens.
Some people.
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'll pass along the event page. How's that? Because that will help.
That'd be great, Iggy. And I loved having you drum up last Thanksgiving weekend on the property. So if you are not there physically, your drumming spirit still lingers.
All right, sounds great. I'm glad you shared that with us today. Really appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Gypsy Wagon, roll on.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. This is going to be a really good
time.
Sweet. Yeah. Yeah, it's a neat idea. It really is. And I've seen pictures of the last two.
Is that going to be at her house?
So it's on her property. She has
property. Yeah, I know her property.
She has property.
Yeah, I've been there. It's beautiful.
Is it beautiful? Yeah.
Yeah, it's big. There's a pond and everything there. Have you been there?
I haven't been there. No, I just seen pictures, and I remember feeling a little jelly. I had some FOMO, fear of missing out last year. I was like, oh, my gosh, what is this? How did I not know? It's in Ohio? This looks so cool. You know, I mean, it's kind of glamour. You know, what I like about it is that it's glamorous, it's safe, it's spiritual,
mm-hmm.
but it's not taking yourself too seriously. I mean, it literally sounds like everything I could ever want in an event. And that it's time effective. Like, ain't nobody got time to go to, like, festivals are normally Thursday through Sunday. Like, no, Sunday
right.
night, all day Saturday, eat some breakfast, go home. That's doable in this culture.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Well, I think we're about done now with this month's show. That went so fast.
Yeah. We had a lot to talk about. A lot to share.
We sure did. We sure did. I got a couple exciting updates for my personal offerings. I'm currently almost halfway through producing an online course. So that should hopefully, I don't have a set date for that to be up on my website, but I know when I went to the Wild Women Festival, I got to do my Eve and Lilith initiation journey with a lot of women. And it was a very powerful experience. The basic theory is really just integrate two parts of a fractured parts of the psyche. So that's different for everyone. And that could be in men or women. We all have parts of our psyche that aren't quite working together. So that went really beautiful. People had some powerful experiences. And they asked me afterwards if I could teach them or if I had any teachings. And other than personal sessions, which I love doing, I decided to take all this information that I have written down and been utilizing it and make it into a course. So that will be coming very, very soon. It's called The 12 Steps to Deeper Authenticity. And the thing is, it's not about fixing you. It's not a self-help workbook or how do I get better or how do I do this. It's not about fixing. It's about becoming more of you, discovering more of who you really are and what you're here to do. So I'm super pumped. I'm going to be working hardcore on that. I'm getting a lot of joy out of it, as well as my memoir, which is flowing as well too, which will be kind of like a healing slash, there'll be some of the teachings in that as well. And then the only other events, I'll be at Sacred Geo, as you heard, and then I'll be at the 28th, I will be at Brothers Drake in the Short North for Shakti Shakedown, which I give many readings, and then I have a separate super sweet playlist for that event. So yeah, that'll be all. And you can always check Dawn of the New Era on YouTube as well for, you know, free little readings and updates and teachings. I like to add videos, have fun, and maybe there'll be a twerking one soon. Who knows? How about this? How about if I get 50 new subscribers, I'll do a twerking video. Boom.
I'm already subscribed.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll just manifest somehow.
All right. I'll subscribe 50 times.
Unless you have something you wanted to add.
Click, 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 click.
Is there clicks happening? That's my ghost. Just ignore them.
You got a new ghost? Is that the same one?
It's the same one. There might be a couple.
It might be more than one, huh?
Yeah. Apparently, they told me that the veils were thinning. It's that time of year. As long as I can sleep, as long as I can get good sleep and you don't scare me too bad, like I can handle the electronics, I can handle a door shutting, but don't be turning on my computer, making a bright light in my face while I'm sleeping. Don't stand beside my bed hovering over it with a creepy shadow face. Don't do that shit. I refuse.
Yeah.
Like I'm not going to help you. You can let yourself be known and then let it go. Okay. I just told the ghosts off. My mentor told me that it was not going to work. Like I was not going to be able to sage out that they are like, you know, and it's just like, I have to learn to coexist with people. Fine. It, you know, and the more I go into like trance, when I dance or when I do different ceremonies, I'm going to help people, you know, do the Even Lilith. I need to shield. I need to set more intentions. I already give Mother Earth an offering, but there's certain, you know, I'm still learning, even though I've done this for many lifetimes, I'm still learning. I'm not claiming that I know all the ancient ways at all. I just know I have some abilities and yeah, I can like not do things. Like I didn't have a teacher. I've taught, you know, a official teacher. So I'm just learning from my peers, from spirit. And yeah, so these spirits, they see me do this stuff. And I'm like, ooh, what's that? Who's that girl? Well, let's go home and find out. At least I don't have to make them dinner. That's a good thing.
They don't eat much.
They don't eat much. And, so the mantra of September, I don't mean to be Tom Leshering it, but I had to this month because he's my favorite astrologist and this is hilarious. And I've been staring at this sentence for a long time. And it really is a mantra that I like working with. Okay. And it goes, maybe you have to let go of who you were to become who you will be. Maybe you have to let go of who you were, become who you will be. And I think this kind of fits with today. I'm not saying let go of everything that you are, but those parts like Iggy mentioned earlier, those that he posted on Facebook, those things about you that you were told, you know, that aren't, you know, like when my principal told me, Dawn, your worth is your beauty. Maybe I have to let go of this identity that my worth is my beauty to become whoever it is I will be. And that's a personal story for each of you. We each have several things that aren't true about ourselves that we could let go to become more of who we will be. So good luck this month, having fun, playing. Hopefully we'll see you at Sacred Geo. And yeah, I'm signing off. Take care, everybody.
All right, Dawn, we'll see you next month.
We'll see you next month. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Shake that rump.